It's estimated that about 200 million people have visited the shrine of Our Lady of Lourdes. I think Father Joseph, who just proclaimed our gospel reading, is accountable for about 57 million of those 200 million. Well, perhaps not that many, but he has been to Lourdes 57 times and brought many people, many sick people, to the shrine of Our Lady of Lourdes, and they were healed. Of the 200 million or so people who have visited the shrine of Our Lady of Lourdes, many of whom have bathed in the water from the spring, or drank the water, washed in the water. And of those 200 million or so, 70, I believe the count is 70, have been certified by the Lourdes Medical Board as having been healed in a way that is beyond medical explanation, having been miraculously healed in the strictest sense. But as I've heard Father Joseph say many times, everyone who comes to Lourdes is healed. And in different ways, there are those that are healed in that strictly miraculous way, the 70 that have been certified, and most likely many others that have not. There are those who have had bodily healings that aren't perhaps strictly medically inexplicable. And perhaps all of them, and all the rest of the 200 million people who have visited the shrine, have experienced a spiritual healing, healing of the heart, healing of the soul, healing of the mind. The people who have gone to Lourdes in search of healing through the intercession of Our Lady, the Immaculate Conception, who appeared to Saint Bernadette in the 1850s, all those people have been healed in different ways. Today we heard the gospel account of one of Jesus' healings. And Jesus too healed the sick in different ways. Jesus heals this man by touching him, by touching his mouth and his ears, and telling them to be open, this mute and deaf man. Jesus touches with his finger. Jesus heals other people through touch. You think of the woman who touched his garment. She said, if only I could touch his garment, I will be healed. And she was. Jesus healed people with a word. Many times, Jesus told the people who came to him for healing that their loved ones were already healed. Jesus healed the man born blind by spitting in the ground and taking mud and anointing his eyes with the mud, and his eyes were opened. Jesus healed by sending his disciples to heal, by sending his disciples to the towns in Galilee, and he told them, heal the sick in those towns. Jesus healed individuals, and there are passages in the gospel where we hear about Jesus healing large numbers of people. They all came to him, the gospel says, and he healed them all. And Jesus' healings were certainly for the relief, for the health, for the good of the people who came to him to be healed, but they also pointed forward beyond themselves to a deeper healing, to a greater healing, to that kind of healing that Father Joseph talks about when he says that everyone who goes to the Lord's is healed. Think of the passage when Jesus heals the paralytic. And the Pharisees are there, and Jesus says to the Pharisees, which is easier, to say to the man, your sins are forgiven, or to say, rise, take up your mat and walk? And he says to the paralytic, rise, take up your mat and walk, and he does so. He says, your sins are forgiven. Jesus' physical healing of that man points toward the deeper healing. He says he did that so that they may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins. In the Gospel of John, Jesus talks about his healings as signs that point beyond themselves. Jesus heals as the divine physician, and he says that as the divine physician, he has come not for the righteous, but for sinners. Jesus' bodily healing pointed toward that deeper spiritual healing, the forgiveness of the evil that is not only afflicting our body, but our spirits, our hearts. And Jesus continues that healing. Jesus continues to heal in all sorts of ways. Just as he sent out his disciples during his earthly ministry to the towns of Galilee to heal the sick, Jesus sends out his disciples even now to heal the sick in all different ways. Many of those disciples are working in the hospitals in this neighborhood and are applying their knowledge, their God-given knowledge, to the healing of the sick. And here, at the Church of St. Catherine of Siena, Jesus' disciples are gathered together to pray for the sick. Our Dominican Friars Healthcare Ministry of New York is devoted to the healing of the sick, to both kinds of healing that Jesus performed in his earthly lifetime, the healing of body and the healing of the spirit. And a big part of that ministry is prayer. We pray with the sick and we pray for the sick. Today, on this World Day of Prayer for the Sick, the Church invites all of us to partake of that mission, to extend the healing of Jesus in our world today, and here in New York City, in this neighborhood surrounded by so many hospitals, we are invited to pray for the sick, pray for their healing of body, their healing of spirit. In this gospel that we just heard, Jesus heals the man who was mute and deaf by touching him. Why does Jesus heal this man? We talked about how Jesus heals him and that Jesus healed people in many different ways. But why does he heal him? It's a question that probably has many answers. And of course, Jesus heals him out of love and out of compassion. We remember the passages in the Gospels that tell us that Jesus' heart was filled with pity, was filled with compassion for the sick and for those in need. But the gospel that we've just heard does give us one answer to that question. It says, people brought to him a deaf man who had a speech impediment and begged him to lay hands on him. People brought this man, this sick man, to Jesus. And they begged him to lay his hand on him. And isn't that what we're doing when we pray for the sick? That we are bringing people to Jesus. And we are begging him to lay his hand on them.